The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Rockaholics, according to a recent study, there are four common things that can absolutely ruin one's day. And they have also offered some advice on how to deal with
that. Okay. What's something that would ruin your day?
Being hungry.
Being hungry? So do you get hangry?
I do.
Oh, I'm very hangry. I'm very much like you, too. There are moments where I realize that I'm just like my child. And even my wife will look at me like, are you just hungry? I'll say, yeah, actually, I'm very hungry right now.
It's the reason behind any mood swing I think I have probably ever had. It's like, has she had a snack lately? How's her blood sugar?
That's why I can never, and we've tried it before many, 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 many years ago, like the fasting type stuff. Like, I can't be a fasting, even the people that do the intermittent fasting, I tried that for a week. I was like, I'm just in a bad mood intermittently then.
I can't do that.
It's intermittent bad mood, Steve.
No, thank you.
No, I'd much rather just deal with a little extra padding around the waistline so that I can be in a good mood. Being in a good mood is way more fun than having abs.
I would rather be a little bit fluffy.
Yes.
And joyful.
Yes.
So number one on the list, and I can relate to this as someone who commutes. Traffic.
Oh, traffic.
Traffic is stressful. The best thing that you can do sitting in traffic is do something that you enjoy, like listen to the radio.
Might even recommend our show.
Listen to a podcast.
Might
also
recommend our podcast.
Or putting on an audiobook.
Might I recommend our audiobook. We don't have one. We should.
I can't wait for our audiobook.
Dude, I tried the audiobook thing recently because I was like, I commute so much. Coming to work, it's a breeze. There's no traffic. It's unless there's something random. But going home, sometimes, depending on what time I leave work, really, anytime after 1 o'clock, I'm dealing with traffic. I was like, I'll be the audiobook guy. I'll get some. So I recently got the Rick Rubin book, new Rick Rubin book, because I love Rick Rubin. I love everything he has to say. I love his interviews. But man, he read the audiobook, and I made it one chapter. I almost drove off the road. I got so, and I'm out of anger. I started nodding off.
Is he boring?
He's just so chill.
Oh, okay.
Like, this would be a good book to listen to if you want to meditate in a room and not do anything and maybe take a couple of, Z's and you fall asleep for a little bit. But, like, driving when you're already tired in traffic, not a good idea.
Do you think he should have had someone else read on his behalf? Would it have made it better?
He could have, like, a traffic version.
Yeah.
And for the traffic version, like, he's yelling it or someone's yelling it.
Number two on the list of things that can ruin our day.
I do have to say real quick, shout out. One of the greatest compliments I think I've ever received getting to do this job is whenever we do a listener party or out and about, maybe just wherever we are, and someone comes up and says, hey, thanks for making my commute to work easier. It always hits me hard because I'm just like, commuting sucks.
Yeah.
And if we could help you make your commute even just a hair better, that's like the ultimate compliment.
That we're doing our jobs. Number two on the list of things that could ruin our day, canceled plans.
Oh, I get fired up when plans are canceled.
I do too. I'm like, yes.
There are times when somebody sends me that text and you could tell that like they're being so apologetic and I'm reading and I'm like pumping my fist. I'm just like, yeah, man, it's cool. I totally get it. But in my head, I'm just like, thank you. I don't have to do anything today.
Yeah. I'll forgive you this one time.
Yeah. Man, you know what? Drinks are on you next time we see each other.
That's the way you make up for it. Number three. I think a lot of us can relate to this in this area, the weather.
Mm.
There's a lot of people that have seasonal affective disorder.
I hate when it's sunny and beautiful out.
Oh,
it pisses
me
off.
I mean, look outside at this gorgeous sunrise right now.
This has just been such a strange week and a half, I feel, though. One minute, it's like the weather, it's like 50 degrees, but sunny. And you're just like, this is great. Let's go outside and do stuff. Then the next day, it's wet snow. So I can't get a handle on this.
Well, I do a lot better with the bad weather when our days are longer, which are now it's starting to happen every day. You know, the sun is setting a little bit later. So I can deal with the weather a lot better when the days are longer because I can actually get outside and, you know, do things even if it's raining.
I almost want to double down. Bad weather and traffic.
Oh!
It makes you want to punch your steering wheel. It just sucks the life out of you.
It really does. Number four on the list of common things that can ruin our day. Our appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What you're wearing today is really pissing
me off.
Well,
I mean, I look like an auto mechanic.
Yeah, I keep waiting for you to pump my gas.
for anyone who's wondering what I'm talking about, my appearance today. It's a denim.
Is it like
jumper,
a onesie? I don't even know what it is.
But it has patches on it as if I earned them as like a NASCAR pit crew
member. Like a little racing flag on it. It even
says speed.
Right by your pocket, it says pit crew.
Excuse me, my eyes are up here, Steve.
I know. Can't help it with that giant patch that says pit crew.
Did you get dressed in the dark this morning? What happened?
And then I put a hat on, which means you guys know if there's a hat on, it means that this girl needs a shower.
I do like the outfit, but it's very random. I have to admit, now that we're talking about it, can we address this elephant?
What are the other, hold on, what are the other patches?
It's like a onesie.
Pro Circuit Riley.
I've never seen a denim
Riley?
Onesie.
No, me either.
Racing, there's a bald eagle?
Yeah, it's got the most random patches. Did you pick this out?
I mean, I rent clothes.
Excuse me?
I rent clothing to help me feel better about my appearance.
And then again, I am not, it looks fine. Like, this is not me saying you look stupid or anything like that.
Oh, it's not at all.
Even saying you look fine is not
no, it looks
great.
And then his voice goes up. You look fine.
You
look great.
You look fantastic. It's just very random.
But I do look like there's like a car, there's going to be a race car coming around the corner and I'm bringing a tire over and I'm going to change the tire. That's the whole vibe today.
The way you just fake ran.
So you rent clothes. So does it show up and you don't bother to look at it? You just put it on and come to work?
I chose this. This was a chosen. I picked this outfit. I chose it. I really like rompers, but they can be expensive. So I rent them instead. Steve, I want you to have a matching one, and then we'll look like a team.
100%. If you find a matching version of that for dudes, I would wear that in a heartbeat.
So I rent these. I rent clothing every month. You get like 6 pieces a month.
Okay.
And then you don't have to like buy new clothes all the time because I don't like to spend money on clothes. I'd rather spend money renting them and then give them back.
And at least you don't have to overthink it. It's just things show up. You're like, either you like it or not. If you don't like something, can you send it back?
Yes, you can. If it's like the wrong size or something like that. So
you chose not to send this one back.
Steve wants to choose for me to send this one back.
You should send the group chat pictures of what you get. And we'll let you know what we... Dude, I'm just giving you a hard time. I'm wearing the same thing I wore 2 days ago.
But the crazy thing is this rental company, if there's something that you want to buy, like if you like something and you want to buy it, there's like a price. They give you like a discount on it. So you guys are saying I should not buy this one. Not saying that at all.
I think you should absolutely buy this one. No, I really think you should keep this one now. Well, we gotta find your matching
one. Okay, then I'm gonna have to buy it.
Yes.
I did. There was one time it was a Grateful Dead sweater that I was like, yeah, I think I want to buy this, but it was like $100 and something, and I'm like, no, that's why I rent my clothing because I'm cheap.
Will you please let us know how much that ends up costing you to keep?
Oh yeah, I'll look it up on the app.
A few people are texting. We need to see what Taryn's wearing. Please post it on social media. Yeah, just find our social medias at Daily Migs on like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, wherever. I don't know where it's going to go, but it'll go to one of those places.
And then you'll see me on the sidelines at the next F1 race.
I think it's awesome. I'm just giving you a hard
time. Well, thanks, Steve. I can't wait for you to be matching with me.